You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. So, I hope you are well. We have a lot going on, as per usual, in the cosmos, in the world, probably more than usual we've got going on right now. But I'm here to talk about the upcoming new moon in Leo, and then some other kind of major aspects that we are experiencing as well, particularly the Mars square to Pluto, which we're all, it was exact on the 13th of August, but we're definitely all experiencing the energy. And it's a square between Mars in Aries, which is ruled by Aries, or Aries is ruled by Mars. And then we also have it squaring Pluto, which is conjunct Saturn and Jupiter, and they're all in Capricorn. So it's a cardinal square, which creates like, it's two bosses who don't believe how the other boss is handling things, or they don't agree with it. They're not like able to get on board with the way they handle things. The energy is completely different. So even though they're both the boss and it's each of, you know, their job to initiate and take action being cardinal signs, they're going to do it in an entirely different way. And Capricorn tends to be very traditional and, you know, we do it because we've always done it that way. And also kind of very, again, there's two different sides to everything. There's the light and the dark and the positive and negative of everything that we're dealing with in this polarized world. So Capricorn, I think, can be not an evil, you know, dominating boss planet, but it can be like a grandfatherly, wise bestower of wisdom too. So we've got this kind of weird, I guess it depends on which layer of reality you're tapping into and what you're perceiving. But we are going to feel this pull between perhaps the Aries energy. Mars in Aries is like, screw this, I'm not going to be told what to do. You're not the boss of me. That kind of energy is up against, we're going to do it like this, and you're going to wear a mask like this. And Aries is like, well, why? And then Capricorn is like, because I said so. And Aries is like, no, I'm not going to listen to you just because you said so. So there's a lot of that going on in the cosmos. And it kind of bleeds into this whole new moon as well. But it's also an energy that was activated, you know, like earlier this year when the beginning of all this hoopla started. So it's like a reactivation of that same energy. So if you feel combative, or if you feel, you know, like you want to stand up and say something and make it, it's like very much protesting energy, the Mars in Aries. And it's right up with Eris, which is like the goddess of discord as well. So there are people all over the world. I heard there's like 1.3 million people in Berlin march to protest what's going on with all the rules and regulations with this pandemic. So it depends on, you know, where you are. There's riots, there's people speaking out, there's people. Maybe it's just a matter that people are waking up. And as people wake up, it's appalling what they're waking up to. And when you look around at the world and you see what's going on, like lifting the veils of illusion, then it's kind of a shocker. And so that could be raising a lot of anger as well. But anger, you know, it can lead to rage. That's mostly suppressed anger, I think. But when you allow your anger a healthy expression, then it actually is motivating and activating and empowering. So if you can tap into that that's going on, that kind of activating your own power, that is a good use of this Mars-Pluto energy. We also have the energy coming up right before we have this, the new moon, which is actually on the 18th, which is Tuesday where I am. But right before that, we're going to have a trine between Mercury and Mars, which is really lovely. It actually helps to, I guess, kind of activate our minds and our will at the same time. So Mercury is like how we think, and it's in Cancer, and Uranus is in Taurus, And that is those two planets connecting together are actually, it's interesting because Uranus is kind of like a liberator or like someone from the fringe. It's a very much like piercing truth, unexpected, out of the blue ideas. It's very fringe thinking. It rules like astrology or alternative ideas and things like that. So it's always around when there's unusual things or unusual ideas going on. In Taurus, I think it's sort of coming in there to like break up rigid patterns because Taurus can get so stuck. It really can. It can get stuck like eating the same food for its whole life or, you know, believing the same things about reality without ever questioning whether those beliefs are true or not. So it, instead of Taurus, all the Taurians of the world being stuck in a rut, Uranus is coming in there and shaking it up like serious business. So there could be all kinds of revelations going on. I always put together Uranus with like revelations or you have like downloads of amazing ideas. Like suddenly, I don't know, I guess there's all different kinds of thinkers and we all arrive at our thinking how we do. But with Uranus, it's like, bam, here's a new thought form. Here's a whole canon of information that you can now understand. And it's kind of bestowed to you without learning, which is pretty cool. And it's very much, it makes me think of a download or an update or something like that. Suddenly there's new information there. It's working better. You have more clarity, but it can be destabilizing because it's shaking up the status quo. We could have been going along thinking, you know, playing the game, running around in the rat race, thinking that we're doing everything right. And Uranus comes along and is like, whoa, like you don't even realize what you were doing. And you were doing it all for this reason when really you need to be doing it for this reason. So it can be quite upsetting, to say the least. So it isn't a nice aspect with the Mercury in Cancer energy right before we have the new moon. And it kind of gives you like this, like a way to think of the home and family and your loved ones and your kind of your roots in a new way. Like maybe you have to change your perspective of things. Maybe you've had problems, you know, with family members or people who you considered family not understanding you. And now maybe they can understand you. Or, you know, maybe you've been ghosted and you've been hurt because you don't understand why someone's not getting back to you. But now with the Uranus energy, you can let go because that person, you know, it doesn't matter whether people get back to you or not. It's not relevant. So it is like this sort of liberating energy, but also helping you to connect with your roots and your family, or even creating new roots and new family energy because it is Uranus. It's like, how do you work that in a new way, in an unusual way, that nobody's freedoms are stifled, that everybody gets to be who they are, and there's like this sort of embracing of humanity as one, even though we're all very individualistic. So Uranus is good for that. That ties into the new moon. We also have like the exact new moon, which is on the 18th, depending on where you are. I'm in Pacific time. It's at 7:42 p.m. on the 18th. So it's a very powerfully heart-centered, courageous energy. It's got the sun and the moon at 26 degrees Leo, which is exactly trine with the galactic center, which is amazing, really. Like it's a very like spiritually relevant energy. And it's also trining Mars at 24 degrees, so it's more of a loose trine there. But still, it's very much this like fiery energy is activated. Mercury will also be considered trine this at 28 degrees. So the galactic center is in Sagittarius between 26, 27 degrees. So all the fire signs in this area are like lighting a match and or flicking on a light or shining a spotlight. And it's a trine, so it's a supportive element. It's like there to, you know, kind of like a blessing. Like you already earned this. You already figured this out before. You know what you're doing and now you can come back to it. Or maybe like you know, or you started something and you kind of left it behind and now you're ready to understand what you left behind and what you need to pick back up. So there is an element of it being heart-like centered, like relating to your heart energy. And your heart energy is like your authenticity, right? Like it's your soul. That's where you want to come from. And coming from your heart and coming from kind of like a joyful, playful, warm, encouraging, romantic, fun-loving, childlike energy is just what the planet needs right now. We really need some fun. We need some levity, and we need to be able to trust our instincts and our hearts and follow our hearts. So whatever you may have started could very likely be picked back up around this time and kind of, you know, at least so that you know that what you're doing, kind of pick it up and hold it and look at it and be like, okay, this is the way. This is the way of my heart. This is what I really feel and what I really believe and what I really need to express. And whatever that is, it could be art, it could be theater, it could be writing or speaking or teaching or performing, whatever way. It's just that usually Leo is really good at being itself and kind of putting itself up there and putting itself on display. Whereas the Capricorn energy, which is not harmonious with this energy in a quincunx, it kind of like stifles and burdens. And, you know, like a Capricorn will want to sit at the back of the room usually and observe and not be called attention to. Even though they're kind of plotting on how to lead the whole show, they don't want the attention on them. Whereas Leo is like, hey, look at me. Like, look at my special skill. Look at how good I am at singing or dancing or playing the guitar or acting or, you know, talking or whatever it may be, teaching. There's so many different special, playing the harmonica or mixing fabulous essential oil blends or making spellflower muffins or whatever, like whatever the thing that you can do. Like Leo is good at just letting it happen and encouraging others as well to be that way as it too. Whereas Capricorn can be quite like burdened, like, oh no, don't do that. Oh, shh, don't. What if you don't do it right? Like, what if you look like a fool? What if you make an idiot out of yourself? What if you aren't pretty enough? What if you don't have enough money? It's always very like, not always, like I said, there's the positive side. But in this case, in this kind of difficult aspect, it can be quite burdensome. It can be hampering of self-expression. And with Pluto and Saturn, and it's mostly Pluto and Saturn that we're dealing with in this particular case. And Saturn is like exactly, like in the exact aspect. So Saturn is like my ruling planet. And it has caused me all kinds of limitations in my life, like just fear and not wanting to, you know, expose myself or express my ideas. And in fact, like even to just do and be an astrologer, which my heart has called me to, and I'm passionate about it. And I have been studying it for almost 25 years. And you know, it's definitely, it wasn't introduced through a family member or anything. It was just like a calling from, you know, a synchronous calling that happened and I followed. And I'm so grateful. But to actually like step into the position of astrologer and put myself out there and start writing about it and then podcasting about it was really terrifying to me. And so in order for me to like step into position to be who I am or who I'm meant to be, I had to go through this like literal tear. Like every time I would, you know, press send and publish an article or publish a podcast, I would feel this like literal fear, like they're coming for me or now they're going to get me. Like I've exposed myself. I'm sure this must be like probably past life witch lynching sort of situations that I'm reacting to. But it's Saturn that kind of shows me where I'm fighting within my own subconscious. And it would have been so much easier, let me tell you, to just not do any of this and not speak about astrology and not because, and then I just couldn't because ultimately astrology is so amazingly helpful for anybody who learns about it. It's liberating, it's affirming, it's just so helpful to even understand just your own psyche. And then you can understand the psyche of your loved ones and your children. I mean, really, there's just, I don't know that there's really any better tool to be as precise and specific with understanding very complicated things. So finding that, how could I not share it with people, like, and live with myself? But it is like a burden. And to have gotten through that terror and that fear of every time I pushed the button and published, there was nothing to do to get through it but just go through it, essentially. And eventually it was sort of the exposure wore off and it wasn't as terrifying. But even now, and recently I've been speaking, you know, I've been speaking up about some alternative narratives that I've come across and different ideas than what the mainstream is, you know, purporting on CNN and things like that. And I've actually never had so many negative comments and like people trying to shut me down, like, ever. So it's been, thank God that's happening like this far into my journey, because if people were treating me like that in the beginning of me trying to do this, that would have been it for me. I would have totally buckled and just not done it because I couldn't bear the criticism or the chastising or the, you know, for speaking out. It's interesting because I'm clearly not the only one that is being censored. Like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, they're all just taking whatever ideas that don't kind of line up with the World Health Organization, which is basically run by psychopaths, then any other idea is being washed. So if you happen to be somebody who doesn't venture far from whatever's shown you on the mainstream media, then you might really be deprived of some information that could liberate you or save your life or like, you know, help you open your eyes or whatever with these, you know, other ideas out there. So I hope if you happen to be, you know, have seen things differently and need to speak out about it, just do it. Because ultimately, you know, if you don't like what I have to say or what somebody has to say, like, I don't think it's anybody's real position in life to be like, don't say that. You're not allowed to say that. Who are you to say that? It's just mean. Just like keep your opinion to yourself. Unless you want to have a podcast or whatever, and then opinion away. Like, have as many opinions as you want. And that's too, like, this is my podcast and I host it on a platform that has nothing to do with Twitter or Facebook or YouTube, and it's not censoring anything, and that's great. So I'm not the media. And if you're mistaking me for the media, like, I'm not the news, I'm not media. I'm kind of giving you the astrological overview, but there's going to be as many astrological opinions as, you know, there are astrologers. So make sure that you find someone you jive with. And if you do, then that's great. Because then, like, what I'd really love to build is a harmonious community where we all kind of support each other and encourage each other to communicate authentically from our hearts and communicate from a place of truth. And I think that's the thing, is I really am and always have been motivated and like deeply dedicated to the search of truth. And whether I've found the ultimate 100% truth or not, I don't know. But I know that from a deep, like, longing from in my heart, what I am looking for is the truth. And I feel like often I've definitely come across things that you might not have come across if you weren't seeking the truth. So yeah, I just want people to know that there is this sort of, there's a censoring energy going on with all this Pluto, Saturn, like in Capricorn, kind of trying to stifle everybody and be the boss. And it really seems kind of crazy. So I don't think it takes, you know, like, much open-mindedness to see how crazy this all seems. The world I'm speaking of and what's going down in it right now. So keep that in mind. Try to keep your own little world as conflict-free as possible. And, like, by tapping into the higher level vibrations and things that bring you joy, especially with the Leo energy, things that feel fun and playful and authentic, anything you do in that regard will be richly rewarded with this energy. We also, during this new moon, there is a trine between Uranus and Jupiter. And that's a great energy. Like, it's like an expansive, freedom-seeking, do it differently, a new way to, like, express ourselves and to be honest. Jupiter wants the truth. And so does Uranus. So there's this like expressive, open, like search for goodness, search for like rightness, and to make sure that like not like, I mean like morally, like universally, like not the rules that have been handed down by governments, but like the kind of universal laws of morals and rightness and kind of like do no harm and all of that. So that this trine between Jupiter and Uranus could very much activate and strengthen the truth seekers and the, you know, the truth speakers and people who are reaching out for more, or who it could even with Uranus could be like a lightning bolt flash of waking up and seeing the truth. And that would be so cool, because if we could all just kind of like wake up, we could, you know, we could change the world. We could take back. And I believe that's happening anyway. The world is changing and it will never go back to the way it used to be. But it would be really great if we could get like everybody to see what's going on. And then we could stop it, because there's more of us ultimately, right? It's just like that there's like a picture of an elephant with this like puny little chain tied to this like puny little like post. And it just stands there doing anything because it's been trained, indoctrinated to think that it has no choice. But really, all it'd have to do is move its foot and it's free. So it's kind of like humanity, I think. We've all been indoctrinated by just being born onto the planet, let alone whatever our family lines have brought to us. So if you can like wake up and see what's going on and come from your heart, you're going to feel like you won't be, you'll just be so kind of unfuckwithable ultimately. So if you can do that, great. And then two, tapping into that lovely fun energy, I think is really good for you. We also have Venus connecting to Uranus. So our relationships, how we connect with, you know, what we love, what we value. So our families are of value with Venus here in Cancer. And we kind of understand and how much we value family and roots and our loved ones. And it could be, you know, our very close loved ones, like our immediate family, or it could extend out into your extended family too. But ultimately, with Venus here in Cancer, you can get in touch with what you value in your home and how to lay a harmonious foundation rather than, you know, a tumultuous foundation. So it is like, it's a wonderful, during this potent and possibly combative new moon, we do have this wonderful, like, I guess, understanding of what is of value. What do we value? We can see, we know, we understand. It's deep. What else do we have here? We do, Neptune is in sextile also to Jupiter. So I think Neptune, it's like anybody who has strong Neptune in their chart will be very spiritually oriented. They'll have, you know, they may see auras or passed on loved ones or orbs, or there's just this like perception of reality that is multi-layered and multifaceted with people with lots of Neptune. So it's connecting here to Jupiter. It's like expanding our spiritual perspective. And I suspect like we need to expand that perspective. Part of like lifting the veils of illusion. There's this meditation I've listened to for years, like 20 years. And you know, not all the time, but it's definitely one that kind of is in the roster. And it's called Lifting the Veils of Illusion. And it's from an author named Sinea Roman. And she channels a guide named Oren. And this is like the most loving, soothing kind of supportive energy I've ever come across in work. It really jived with me, this information. But that's one of the meditations, is Lifting the Veils of Illusion. And you go through and you kind of like, you prepare yourself. You kind of put yourself through a little ceremony where you're like, listen, I'm ready. I'm ready to know. I'm ready to be. I'm ready to see truth. And then you start seeing the truth. And it's kind of, you know, is it worth it to lift the veils of illusion? Definitely. Because without like cognizant awareness about what's going on and you know, how we're being manipulated or controlled in society or in any institution, how can we, then we're not sovereign. So it's worth it. If you lift the veils of illusion, then you are a sovereign being, which then you can be of service on the planet. And I think the more of us that wake up, then the more of us that wake up, right? So it's important. There's that kind of, that's an important thing to put on your new moon wish list. And with the new moon, always we're seeding new realities. So what will you seed? And you can, there'll be the full moon 6 months from now, the full moon in Leo, which will help, you'll be able to see the creation that you seeded during this new moon. So be careful, you know, be careful to make sure that you do seed realities that you want to create. You know, factor in wealth and health and love and fun and joy and like help bring the planet some much needed joy and freedom and, you know, all the things we need to be like powerful, highly functioning, sovereign human beings. What else could you do for the new moon in Leo? It is wonderfully connected to like children too, and like honoring children and getting in touch with the childlike energy, because children are so kind of open, and not all of them. Usually once we get into school, it pretty much shuts down. But before that, children are like constantly learning and curious and open, and that's kind of embodies the Leo energy. So what could you be open to? Like, what can you open your heart to? What new things can you bring into the world? Like, what dreams can you create in reality? That's all stuff to think about during this new moon, for sure. So though it is potent, it is definitely, like, powerfully creative as well. So there could be conflict, but there's also going to be something wonderful created from the conflict. And then there's other parts that aren't so conflicting as well. So that's the new moon. And then we do have like coming up the week following the new moon, it kind of, as everything, we're about to shift into Virgo time too. So when the sun moves into Virgo, that'll change the energy. We'll be ready for work. So with this new moon, we kind of get the idea that we know what we want to create. We know how to come from our hearts. But with the as everything moves into Virgo, we're like, okay, now I can do the nitty-gritty work of being detailed and careful and thorough and analytical and productive and less playful. Like, that's the sort of energy we've got coming after the new moon, which is really good. I think that that is a really, like, nice, you know, it's a nice following to this sort of potent creative time, because we can implement everything that's coming after. So yes, that is pretty much it for this new moon. If you have any questions, or if you, also I'm doing mini readings, which I'm kind of just doing, I was going to take August off, but I'm just doing mini readings instead of like the big readings. And I've really been enjoying it, because it's like kind of having your own little tiny mini podcast all about your chart. And there's something just really enjoyable about sharing the information and the feedback and helping out with where I can with pointing you in the right direction for what's going on in your chart during these complicated times, to say the least. So yes, please feel free to reach out to me. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a most wonderful, playful, potent, creative Leo new moon. Many blessings.